table.
According to Rule 92, Topic 1, of the rules of the NQC, if the chairperson of a committee or subcommittee is absent or unable to perform the functions of chairperson,
have two things to do in one day. So this is a local government in the morning, afternoon, they have taken the second presentation. So that if we don't find ourselves coming for one morning here. So we say that this issue can make an estimate of the other government. If we have in the morning, local government, afternoon, we must have. We find ourselves, I mean, when we are here, we neutralize the difficulty for both that was the truth. But I'm not sure whether the information is not right. So I think that it's made to find truth if we can get it.
Now, I thought we look at that, but what would we have that now? That is what we do. Not only because you cannot be able to focus on one thing. Let's take the budget. If you do the budget in the afternoon, you come and do that. But if you take the whole week, you block the whole week, you know, you're focused on one plan. Where will you cover everything? Let's look at this in the future benefit. How do you deal with the whole goal to give the people on the ground? When you have to take in the afternoon with something else, the morning something else. Let's assume, well, I want to ask, go and visit. I'm a or police station or some week. You can't say, I'll do this in the morning and do the other one in the afternoon on the same day. Those are the practical questions. That means that to say, if you block the whole week, it assists in terms of covering oversight duties. You know that this is the week of the person. It assists in giving the budget and the report and so on. You know that it's the case. But if you feel then that you must go back, take this, do that back.
As we are saying, it was this training on the 31st to the 2nd of July, I mean of March, of February. So, we as the committee having a lot of legislation, I was going to propose the second and both of the second to excuse us from the training to deal with the legislation. And,
what is the training?
Right, what we have before us today is the Bible Society of South Africa Acting Appeal Vote. You will recall that we had a meeting in Lady Frey where Honorable Pierce gave us a briefing on the contents of this particular bill. We could not finalize the process there due to some other proposals that was mentioned in that particular meeting. And then there was a need for us to schedule another meeting to finalize our business for the end of today. So what I think we will have to do is that, Pierre, I think I will hand over to you first of all, just to give us some background information as to why are we here today and what are the reasons for that. And then I will also give an opportunity to the Bible Society as well as their legal advisor to take us through their proposal.
Thank you, Chairperson. In our meeting last week in Lady Frere, we dealt with the other three bills, but this specific one, as I pointed out to you, that there was a need for a sort of a transitional measure And it was decided at that meeting to rather have the legal people from the Bible Society and Parliament legal people sitting next to me to brief the committee on that proposal, and also so that everybody is on board regarding the issue. So, Chair, that is basically where we are today, and maybe it'll be good if from the legal people we can just get with your ruling, a briefing on what they decided on, which is acceptable to everybody. Thanks, Chair.
I think what we'll have to do for now is to just give the Bible Society also an opportunity to make an input and their legal advisor. And then I'm going to request our parliamentary legal advisor to make her input, and then I will allow our members to participate in the process. Are we happy with that, Rolly?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, I've not been introduced to the members individually, but I'll just address everyone as members. I think we're happily at the end of the road where everything's come together today. I have prepared a memorandum and distributed to all members that takes us precisely from the point that you left at Lady Frere. And I think it would probably be best just to take you quickly through that. I have, may I mention, discussed with the parliamentary legal advisor, and we are in agreement on what the outcome should be, so it's really a question of taking it through a service that you may just understand. Do you all have the copy of the memorandum?
Yeah.
You, I believe, have been provided with the letter that we wrote on the 25th of September, making submissions on the bill in the form that it came from the National Assembly. We've taken back one step. At that stage, we appeared before the portfolio committee, and pursuant to the representations that we made at the time, the current clauses 2, subclauses 2.1 and 2.2 were introduced, and we're all happy with that. We pointed out, however, in that letter, that there was a need for some further transitional measures, because what will happen is, if you look at 2.1 and 2.2, in the bill. You can also see, for instance, in Annexure 8 to my memo. We did go and form the Section 21 company, as we told the Spensuers Committee, the Standing Committee initially, to become the legal successor of the Bible Society. You're going to abolish the Act, and then the assets and the business must go somewhere. So what we did is two things. We formed that entity, Section 21 company, and we went to the SARS and we got the tax exemption for that entity. So all that is settled and done, and the bill that you got from the National Assembly already deals with that. 2.1 says the Bible Society, with this number, the company, is designated the legal successor. That's 2.1. And secondly, the business of the Bible Society is transferred to the 21 company. But now we have a problem, because these things must happen practically. We have a problem. They must be transferred in the details. There may be duties arising, and no one wants to saddle the Bible Society with those sort of obligations in a situation which is not of their making. They didn't choose to abolish their own will. All they say is, please put us back in the position where we were. In other words, help us to get our business and assets into the new entity without instrumental contribution. So, what we propose then, and that is in Annexure 8 to your memory, if you just turn 3-4 pages, that is the proposed redraft of the bill that we put before your committee. And we marked up there paragraph 3 and paragraph 4, 2.3 and 2.4. Essentially, that says in 2.3, it talks of expectant of receipt of donations and bequests. You understand? There are people, living people all around who made wills. There are people who made bequests, possibly. They're not yet in force because they're still alive. But there will come a time when these wills have to be put into effect. And one doesn't want then that someone comes along and says, I see that they made a bequest to the Bible Society, but it no longer exists. So sorry, it doesn't fall valid. So what this achieves is to say, any bequest that would have been intended for the statutory body that you're abolishing, that Parliament will now repeal,
those intended requests will now go to the new Section 21 company. There's no argument about that. We, I'll get to SARS in a moment. SARS have commented they have no problem with that, and it's in the documents I've given to you. That's the one aspect that we proposed. The second aspect that we proposed to be dealt with was putting 2.4 on that annex A. And essentially that, the proposal as it's here, it's going to change now, but the proposal that we've got here is please procure the transfer of all the business and assets of Violet Valley to the new entity without transfer duty, without levy, without taxes, etc. Make sure that everything lands up there that was here without detrimental consequences. Now, on that, Mr. Chair, the input of SARS was requested. I got a call from your secretary 2 days ago, and I contacted SARS immediately. I've communicated with them in writing, and they responded to me. And all these emails, the relevant ones, are attached to your papers. And I'd like just to take you through it. I summarize it in my memo. The first one is marked B. Here I wrote in Afrikaans, and this is from Sale. She was the person who approved this new Section 21 company as a public benefit organization. I'll just translate to you. I'll remind her of the fact that this body has now tax exemption, and I say, here's the bill that will serve before the next committee, and I say, look at my letter to the committee, the one you've got, of 25th, and see, can you confirm whether these arrangements, I'm talking about 2.3 and 2.4, are in accordance with SARS, if SARS is happening. She came back to me, can you turn the page to number C? Yesterday at 12:30, you see the email. She acknowledges receipt of my email, and she says, this does not affect the approval at the public benefit organization. You will appreciate that's not our question. We know we've got public benefit organization papers. We want to make sure the assets and the business go across without taxes. Then I said, but I phoned her, I said, but please, who must I speak to on this issue at SARS? And she directed me to Mr. Milner at the head office of SARS. Can you turn the page to D, my email to Mr. Milner after I spoke to him? I put him in the picture, I sent him my email to Mr. Sale and the document. She, by the way, reacted and made a mistake and then sent the second email, which had a not, which the first one was had. Then I say, can you please, Mr. Milner, at head office, consider this and tell us what your response is? He said, yes. They assisted us very quickly. They got together a SARS team yesterday afternoon with people giving input from capital gains tax side, from transfer duty side, and from all angles that the SARS head office considered should be looked at. I sent him a follow-up email, that is E, if you return the page to E. I confirmed for their consideration that both Ms. Ventura's committee in the same room, the standing committee that looks at private members' legislative proposals, and in fact the portfolio committee of the National Assembly, were in agreement with Mr. Cameron that it was no one's intention any rights or privileges on the private side should be taken away. They should as far as possible be put in the same position as they have been in before. And I suggested that these issues should be catered for in the review book. Then he said they would consider that and come back to me. They did, last night. You've got two further emails from them. F is the first one. You'll see at 11 November at 4:43. First point, very importantly, if the Bible Society is exempt from income tax, this is from a tax point of view, not a problem with the proposed clause 2.3. That's the first point. So the donations, the request issue, SARS is quite happy with. And I may add, your legal advisor as well, and you'll have a chance to say that. On the second point, of transferring all these assets without tax, they make the first point, for tax purposes, there's no need for an exemption from transfer duty, that says SARS. Because they say catered for in the Transfer Duty Act itself. The Transfer Duty Act says if you transfer something to a TBO, it's declared anyway. We're happy with that. Then they go on and they comment on whether capital gains would apply or not, and that you need not concern yourself with that. We're not pursuing that, because that will depend on the facts. It will depend on what was the asset used for, and if the right circumstances arise, one will get the tax exemption, otherwise you won't. Then he adds, quite important, the only benefit of the proposed clause 2.4 would be to limit fees and legal costs. Now that's precisely what we want to achieve for the Bible Society. Saar says that does not concern them. It's not a tax issue, but it will be cheaper for them to get their assets into the name of the new entity. And that's precisely why we are pursuing that and want to get in a legal advice that will that approach. Then came a follow-up email last night at about 5:30 from Saar. They looked at it again. Now they say the following, and I refer you to G in your bundle. So this is my previous email. In terms of tax measures in this book, would result in it being a money bill, and they say that's conflict from the Constitution. We accept that. Therefore, we've taken out of our proposal the clauses that relate to tax treatment. In other words, that talks about being exempted from transfer duty, etc. We'll accept that. And what you will find before you submit it, ultimately, as that has now been deleted from it. So, Mr. Chair, what we are then saying is, what I did say in my memo is, we end up with H. H is what we suggested before this meeting should be paragraphs 2, 3, and 2, 4. Now, just before when we arrived here, I had a discussion with your parliamentary legal advisor, and they have a different proposal simply about organizing the same subject matter into sub-paragraphs and so on. And we're in agreement on that. And she will comment on that. But essentially, the elements that I've referred you to are all there. The 2.3 that I propose here, you'll find in another subsection that she will propose. And 2.4, she's split up into a few subsections, dealing with property and bonds and other types of transfer. So, in essence, in principle, we're in total agreement. And in fact, we've evolved the wording as well. It's no longer the wording that I've given you here. It's somewhat changed, and we're happy to live with that. And I would like any committee members who have questions to ask them if you want any further information about that. I don't think there's any contentious issues there.
Thank you very much. I think what we will do for now is to just get the views from the state law advisor, and then I will open up for discussion with my fellow
committees. Thank you, Chair. We did discuss the two proposals, and as I had communicated to Mr. Paul after the bill was passed at the National Assembly, leaving the two behind was an error. It was not supposed to have been left behind or left out in the National Assembly. It was my error because I was doing the drafting. I have, however, as he indicated, redrafted the two clauses to it's cosmetic changes to the way we draft legislation, using simpler English and making it easier to read. So what I did is what he had initially proposed to be subclause 3, I have moved to be subclause 6, the last subclause, because 4 I thought followed from the idea captured in subclause 2, dealing with the transfer of Bible Society as a going concern. What subclauses now, subclauses or proposed subclauses 3, 4, and 5 are really breaking down subclause 2, which was passed by the Assembly. And what I did with his proposed subclause 4 was to break it down so that the one subclause doesn't capture a number of ideas, because it makes it a bit difficult to read. I broke it down so that each idea is captured in another subclause, because 4 dealt with the transfer, the tax that would be imposed on the transfer of immovable property, and then dealt with the stamp duty, transfer duty, and what have you, dealt with bonds and rights and obligations in terms of unregistered documents. Those are four different ideas, so I thought it would be easier if they dealt with in different subsections. In what I think has been handed down to members, it is the breakdown of that clause four. Initially, it was seven. It was up until seven, which made it five new subclauses. But as has been indicated by FARS, the one dealing with stamp duty and suspect duty falls away. So the first one deals with immovable property. Really what that means is that there need not be formal transfer. The property will be transferred to the Section 21, and that can only or should only be done by endorsing the existing title deed. And then sub-clause 4 deals with the transfer of bonds from the old Bible Society to the new Section 21. 5 deals with the transfer of any rights or obligations that were accruing to the old Bible Society to the new Section 21. And the now 6 deal with what's captured in sub-clause 3, dealing with any expected to receive donations or bequests by the old Bible Society. They will now accrue to the new Bible Society. That's all.
Thank you very much. You are referring to this sphere of document, am I right? This is a proposed amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a few typographical mistakes on that document that you have, which I have corrected. It's really typographical. It's not content error.
Can we make those corrections right now?
Okay. In subclause 3, it has to read any immovable property to be listed. So we add to be between property and listed. And then moving on to subclause 5. It has to read any right or obligation accruing in terms of an unregistered document if transferred by operation of, we delete that to make it law, of law, and then we then add without the need for a written session or delegation.
Sorry,
I missed
the last one.
The last two words is of the law. We delete that to make it of law, operation of law. And then before the full stop, we then add without the need for a written session or delegation. And then we delete on the subclause, we delete without the need for a written session or delegation. The full stop will be after 08.
The very last sentence, without the need for a written succession or delegation, that must be deleted, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, are we on board, members?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Can we then,
can I just interpose for one moment? I think we also decided in sub-6, any expectance of receipt.
Oh, yes.
The word insert that before receipt. In the first line of 6.
The receipt.
And essentially, Mr. Chair, the words without the need for a concession or delegation that you delete in 6 are just, they're the words just move up to 5. That which you've written in 5 should have been in 5 and they were in 6. That's the only thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, there we are. Mr. Tae Cheng, I've noted you. And who will be second then? Mr. Sedona. Okay, in that order.
Yeah. The Chairperson is more than English, that is not really grammar, but legal English. I just want to check on your 2-3. Just after that registration number, where you said must be transferred by an endorsement. on that casualty. What would that mean? I know it's more of your legal thing. I just have to have a better practical example of what you mean. What does it mean?
Can we deal with both the inputs and then the response again? Mr. Stoner?
Mine was really about way forward, and it doesn't preempt the presenter to respond to clarity's key question of Mr. Tite. Just to take flow from our last meeting, I think I'm quite comfortable with assurance that we got one interface between the representative, legal representative from Mr. Herbert, and the SAR. I think that was my basic question. And I'm quite happy as well with the formulation as presented. That's all what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Mr. Sintona. Can we then just get some... Okay, Mr. Masil. Ma'am, okay.
Thank you, Chair, for the presentation. I just want to check all these corrections that you made to BP now. Are they going back to NA? Or just to check the very same mistakes were not consistent at the moment of them?
I think what we will do, we haven't reached the stage where we're going to say we agree to these proposed amendments. Let's deal with that after we are finished with this particular method. Is it fine? Okay, thank you. Sir, over to you.
May I just respond to the question about the endorsement? It's just a technicality of the deeds office, and all it does, it has nothing to do with tax. TASAR says they're not concerned with that. All it does is it saves the Bible Society some considerable cost. Normally one transfers properties to voluminous documentation and transfer deeds and so on. So all one will do now is a short application to the Registrar of Deeds. Please endorse, have a stamp, put it on the title deed. It's simply a stamp. And that means they can without too much hassle, get all the assets into their name.
Thank you. Honourable members, without wasting a lot of time, I would just like to hear from you. Are we all in agreement with the proposed amendments as on the document in front of you? Can I hear your views on that, please? Yes, Chief?
Yeah, just as I think personally from our side, we were quite comfortable with the tax issues that we are not found wanting from the tax side. But at the same time, you wouldn't want to tax the body that provides the country with things that really people wouldn't afford to buy. You know, you want that money to be used there. So I'm comfortable. As long as the member who presented the bill to us is also happy, I think we've got to a point where all of us are quite happy with it. I'll speak from me and where I come from.
The
DA
is quite happy. Can I hear the
ANC? Chair, I speak on behalf of the ANC. They have a CEO, so it means they make a lot of
money.
The CEOs earn millions. So it means they can afford. But Chairperson, there will be no train smash. The sky won't fall if we exempt them from. And as the ANC, we move for the adoption of the amendments. And hoping the Chairperson, now we're going to have what? A C version. Because this is a B version. Isn't it that we're supposed to final, after we've agreed on this, it means we need to have a C version. And that we need to adopt as a committee.
Yeah, I will respond to your
your
question now. UCDP.
Kill Amelie. Kill Amelie. No,
no, no, no. Thank you, Chairperson. You know, I don't think I have much to say. Because I've noticed that these children, that want the government to go through versus South African. I think maybe they are cases. I am not belong to one of these cases. Maybe I could have said something. Maybe I could have said something if my church was also here. I know the principle of my church. Therefore,
can you please protect the member from harassment by a DA member? Please.
Mr. Tichang, please don't do that. I'm very
he's harassing the member.
I'm happy. No, I'm happy of
I was
what?
Just trying to correct that.
No, no, but he's harassing her. Whatever, okay. He is harassing her. He must talk
okay.
through you.
Ma'am, Kareme, the floor is yours. You are protected. Okay?
I think I'm happy of what I said. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Masibuko, what is going to happen that these proposed amendments will be reflected on the ETC? So you don't have to worry about that. But this bill must still go back to the NAZ.
Okay.
Are you happy with that? Because it's a 75 bill.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Okay, can we then move on? Looks like we are all in agreement. So let me deal with the motion of desirability.
Did you have
your
hand up? No, my concern is it covered because he's going back to NA. Are they going to consider those
amendments?
They must, in terms of the law. Mm. They don't have a choice in the matter. They can either accept or reject it. Okay? Thank you. That in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to provide for the Bible Society of South Africa Bill 1970 and the Bible Society of South African Act of 1985 and for matters connected therewith. Are we all in agreement? Thank you.
Jefferson, can I just say something? Did you say at the end the Bible Society of 1985?
Yes. That's what I said.
This new registration, does it come on board? The Bible Society of South Africa like that in section 21, I'm not sure. The way you're reading it, does it really cover the new registration under section 21 and the new registration number? 2008-007-505-08. Is it not have that last person to read that? Just correct me, I'm just curious to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
There is a technical problem here, we are just correcting it. So just give me 1 second. Okay, let me do it afresh, okay? That in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to provide for the repeal of the Bible Society of South Africa Bill 1970 and the Bible Society of South Africa Act 1985 and for matters connected therewith. Oh, fine, right? There was a technical problem.
Except, Mr. Chair, that the Bible Society Act, not Bill of 1970.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for those corrections. I will now put the bill clause by clause. Clause 1. Are we in agreement? Okay. We will now move over to clause 2.
With
amendment. Are we agreed? And then 3, the short title. Are we happy with the short title? Thank you very much. I will now do the report of the committee. The report of the Select Committee on Education and Recreation on the Bible Society of South Africa Repeal Bill, B70B of 2008, dated the 12th of November 2008. The Select Committee on Education and Recreation, having considered the subject of the Bible Society of South Africa Repeal Bill, referred to it and specified by the joint session mechanism as the Section by the borough, reports that he has agreed to the bill with amendments, with the proposed amendments.
Yes.
Are we happy?
Yeah.
Can I sign?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Roar.
Honourable members, thank you very much. This bill will serve before the NGOP next week, Wednesday, in the plenary. And I'm sure members will agree with me that we don't need Mr. Gerber to come in for the bill itself.
He can sit in the colour.
We do have a member to make a statement on the, a short little statement on the content of the bill. Are we happy with that, honourable members? Thank you very much. This meeting stands adjourned. Oh, we still have another hand. Oh, okay.
Like this one.
Mr. Chairman, I really want to thank all committees and also this committee. We really appreciate your attitude towards the Bible Society of Africa because we are there to serve all our members. Thank you very, very much, honourable chairperson and honourable members.
Really
thank you.
You know, sir, what makes it so interesting is that we're dealing with a Bible society, and I'm very thankful for your words. Although I must admit that we are not all Christians here in this particular region. So we must be patient. This is a secular state. We must respect all the religions and so forth. And some of us are not even church-going members. Others are Jews. Some of us are Muslims. Honourable Masibuko, you will be the last person.
Yes, Chair. Let's also thank Honourable Member Kaza for noticing that noticing that there's no need that churches should be regulated by Act of Parliament. Because I also belong to Zion. So it means my Zion must also be enacted by Parliament. Let's thank his cleverness and wiseness in that one day as he was looking for the word fencing somewhere in his many books, then notice that there are churches that have been enacted by Act of Parliament. So and bringing such things to our attention. So we must further task him to look for other things that do not necessarily need an act of parliament for them to actually be in existence. Let's affect the Bible Society. Usually they say churches, there are church mouses. I'm amazed that they are so rich. They must also thank Mr. Gerber for him to be able to pick up such an important thing and their engagement in noticing that they actually want a tax exemption. Which I still feel you should text them there. Thank you, Chair. Yeah, so they don't have text mice.
Thank you for this.
Okay, Chair, sorry to come back. I just want to make sure that I understood. We dealt with certain proposed amendments. I think you remarked and read into record some further amendments. I just want to make sure which are the, where did the amendments take place. I wasn't sure whether you were talking about 1 or 2.1. And precisely what the amendments were. I will just ask the committee secretary to explain to you. These are the document that was drafted by the state court.
That I'm happy with. But apart from that, I understood you to say when somebody remarked about the 1985 Act, 1970 Act, some words were inserted in regard to those. I just wanted to know where they were inserted. I didn't get it then.
In the motion of desirability.
Yeah, what we have done was to.
No.
Motion of desirability. He's already filed it away. Can you
make it? He has already filed it away.
I'm happy, Mr. Chair, if it means there aren't any amendments to clause 1 of the bill or clause 2.
I'm not
going to say anything. Thank you.
What I wanted to say was that before we close this meeting, Honorable Masibuku, you know, Honorable Herman's got this habit of collecting books. He's got a big storeroom full of books at his house.
and I don't know where does he get a time to read through all these
books.
And this is where he picked up these, some of these. But we appreciate it on the book, but thank you very much.
Also that honorable Mazibuko should have sung for the Kerber, not Kerber.
The English version. Thanks for protecting that. And also a tell member Chechen that English to me is the second language and Afrikaans is the third language.
And we're going to Zuluize it Zulu.
And we'll call him in Zulu.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your contribution. We appreciate it and it's a sense again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.